Country Club FM. Bob Almanac, we're live from the fair here today. That's the old Ahuga horn. That's a special, that's a state fair tradition, at least on one of the almanacs here. We try to mix that in every now and then.
That was good.
Let's get into it here today. It is windy today. Hold on to your Bob Almanacs.
It's cold.
Today is, and it's chilly too. What's the wind chill? Anybody out there know what the wind we might have to measure in wind chill here today?
We do not allow wind chills in August.
Tuesday, August. We are still in August, the 27th day of the month. 239 left to go, and counting down. There's just sands through the hourglass here. 126 days until the end of the year. 1883. Let's pray for the little Krakatoans on this date, because the Krakatoa volcano in Indonesia erupted with the force of 1,300 megatons.
That's a lot.
40,000 people perished. Oof. In the Krakatoa eruption. And I do believe that Peter Brady, in the episode of the Brady Bunch, where he made that volcano that spewed all over Marsha's prissy friends,
right.
I think that was based on Krakatoa, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, I don't think it was the same tonnage.
And then, of course, we all learned a lesson. Marsha learned that those were not the kind of girls she wanted to hang around with.
Marsha.
Exactly. 1883. 1889, our patent of the day. We have at least one patent of the day every day.
Yes.
And Charles G. Kahn received a patent for the metal clarinet.
Oh.
It must
have been made out of wood before.
The old licorice stick. The metal clarinet was patented on this date, and music would never be the same. 1889. We wouldn't have heard of Benny Goodman.
No.
Without that.
No.
That was 1889. How about 1939 now, as we advance into World War II time here?
August 27th, 1939. The Heinkel HE-178 became the world's first jet-propelled aircraft. Producing 1,100 pounds of thrust, the engine pushed the plane to speeds of...
That's a lot of thrust, and it was on this date, 1939. Of course, if I'm going to be told anything about any kind of military equipment, I want Major Dad to be doing it. And that was him right there, Gerald McCraney. The Heinkel HE-178 made its maiden flight. You got to be honest here and give them credit. The Germans were ahead of us when it came to jet propulsion.
I thought he said it went 435 miles an hour.
That's plenty fast for me. And, of course, there's that Von Braun guy that then defected here, and he helped us build the Saturn rocket for our trips into space and to the moon, and that was in Huntsville, Alabama. It's not Huntsville. If you're from the South, you know it's Huntsville.
Huntsville.
Okay. That was like the rocket capital of the world. 1939, the Heinkel HE-178. 1942, Cuba declared war on Germany, Japan, and Italy. You don't hear a whole lot about Cuba in World War II, but they were on our side. We had the Cubans on our side, and that might have been the tipping point that helped us win the Great War, WW2, and that was before they went communist.
That's like putting out your fourth line in a hockey game. I mean, okay.
We had them, though, if we needed
them. It's cleanup time. Yeah. It's a route is on. You bring out the Cubans.
So that was in 42. Well, they brought out the Cubans after the war to celebrate the victory is what they did. So 1955, the Guinness Book of World Records was published for the first time. Yeah, the guy with the longest fingernails and the two fat guys on the motorcycle and the tallest man and all the longest nose hair. It's all documented in that book. It sold more than 70 million copies. That's second only to the Bible.
That's impressive.
And third to the other one, Everybody Poops. That's number three. Did you know that? That's the one that's number three on the list behind the Bible and the Guinness Book.
They're all favorites.
How about in 64 this date? 64.
Sugar helps the medicine.
That's one of our bigger crowds for the Almanac. Whoa. Mary Poppins was released on this date. Disney's. What's your favorite Mary Poppins song? I like Chim Chim Cheree myself.
Yeah, that's Dick Van Dyke kind of led that one.
How good was he in that? You know, Julie Andrews gets a lot of credit, but Dick Van Dyke with his dancing and his prancing, he's dancing with penguins, for God's sake.
And his fake accent.
Right. If anybody can do it, it'd be Dick Van Dyke. You know, they could have used some Richard Deacon in that movie, though.
Yes.
I don't know how Dick didn't pull some strings to get Dick Deacon in there, but he didn't. So that was in 64. Also in 64 this day.
John Lennon, Elvis Presley. Paul McCartney, Elvis Presley. George Harrison, Elvis Presley.
What you heard right there, that's a Bob Almanac dramatization. That's not the actual meeting because no photos or video or audio exists. This day in 65, the Beatles meet Elvis for the first and only time at Presley's Bel Air, California home, 1965.
I hope he didn't introduce them all like that.
I think Colonel Tom Parker doing that. Oh. It might have been a member of the Memphis Mafia. We're not sure.
Yeah.
So that was in 65. Let's remember Robert Shaw here today. Oh. Quint from Jaws.
Give me your hands. Dogfish. You got a $5,000 net. You got $2,000 worth of fishing, and along comes Mr. Whitey. By the time he's finished with that net, looks like a kiddie scissor class has cut it up for a paper doll. You got city hands, Mr. Hooper.
Oh, Mr. Hooper's got city hands, but you know what Mr. Hooper did? He survived. Right. Quint did not.
He was lunch.
And he's the one who didn't have a big enough boat. Size matters when you're hunting down Jaws.
Right.
So that was in 78. And then in the news, this was sad music news and that year.
There's been a major blow to the rock music world. A deadly helicopter crash early this morning in Wisconsin. Five people have been killed, including rock guitarist Stevie Ray Vaughan and other members of rock star Eric Clapton's band.
He was only 35, and how long ago was that, 1990? There's Brian Williams reporting on the local affiliate in Los Angeles, I do believe, on that story. He didn't make any of that up.
No,
he wasn't on the helicopter.
Now
he would have said he was on the helicopter and survived.
Survived.
But sad day, Stevie Ray Vaughan, great guitarist
one
and performer. The house is a rockin'.
Yeah.
When Bob Towns a rockin', what don't you do? Don't come a knockin'.
No, double trouble.
So that was 1990. We need to move on to birthdays now today. It's the voluminous Bob Almanac, as you know. There he is, Captain Harris from Police Academy. He's talking through his megaphone, so it's kind of hard to, he didn't get
translate.
Along with Hooks or Bubba Smith or Steve Guttenberg, but he's telling him to move it, move it, move it. He's 75 today.
This is Triple X. Message received and understood.
Oh, she was fine.
Yes.
That's Barbara Bach, one of the Bond girls, 72, The Spy Who Loved Me.
How did Ringo Starr get tangled up with her, and he's still with her?
Rick Ocasek, it was the same thing. I don't know. Outpunning the coverage. They
we
were
should
good
have been in
that.
A rock band.
She is 72 on our list today.
Well, let me tell you, how does a slaughter cannon sound? How does a cobra clutch sound to you, Tito Santana?
Uh-oh.
You're right. I don't
Maybe that's Chico.
Anybody. You know, I don't have to come up here and call people names.
That Cobra Clutch sounds painful.
It does. I want no part of it.
It's Sergeant Slaughter's birthday today.
Wally Carbo should have outlawed it, should have banned it.
71 for Sergeant Slaughter. You know, he's one of the super destroyers in the AWA. He grew up here in Minneapolis, went to Eden Prairie High School.
Yeah.
So happy birthday to the one and only Sergeant Slaughter. Jeff Cook is 70.
From
Alabama, that Jeff Cook, a guitarist, and he helps out with the vocals. He's 70 today. How about Pee Wee Herman?
I know you are, but what am I?
You're a nerd.
I know you are, but what am I?
You're an idiot.
I know you are, but what am I?
I think we can all agree that he is an idiot.
Right.
I know you are, but the other guy was too.
Documented.
Because of what he did in that theater. That was idiotic, totally idiotic. But
Paul
Rubens is 67. Happy birthday, and I got to tape this down here today, so I got to untape it. Our rapper of the day is Eric Bobo.
Who?
Eric Bobo, member of the group. Well, you know, don't you know Cypress Hill? Insane in the Membrane, Neil? So he's 51.
No.
Now my wife is here, so I need to. It would only be fitting. I brought along the greatest food delivery device ever invented. My wife. It's tested and true over 1,000 years. But this is Chandra Wilson. She's what, Dr. Miranda on Grey's Anatomy. She's 50 today, and she's a big Grey's Anatomy. I keep joking with her when they're going to finally cancel that show, but it's going to last.
It's still on, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Deep to left field. This ball's high. It's deep. Number 600 for Jim Tomey.
Not a cheater.
Yeah, Jim Tomey. Boy, was he nice. Just such an affable man. One of the nicest twins. Too bad we didn't really have him for 2 years.
2 years. Yeah.
49 today for Jim Tomey. And one more on our living list here today. Pinkman. Jesse Pinkman.
Rosudo. So you do have a plan. Yeah, Mr. White. Yes, science.
Yeah, science. That's He blinded him with science.
I don't know that
Mr. White. That's Breaking Bad, Neil.
Oh,
one of the most popular shows ever. But again, you...
I only watch Gunsmoke.
Yes, right. Aaron Paul is 40 today. He was Jesse Pinkman, and they're coming out with a Netflix movie based on him. It's coming out in October. I can't wait.
Gone but not forgotten today, Jim. Businessman and aviator Charles, please don't call me Chuck, Stewart Rolls. Together with F. Royce, he founded the Rolls-Royce. You ever driven or seen a Rolls-Royce?
Yeah, there's one in Indianapolis 3, The Last Crusade.
Hey, very nice. 1877. Actor Harry Antrim, he was in the very fine holiday classic Miracle on 34th Street.
Now, about that new sales policy that you two seem to have initiated. It would have been better to clear it with the sales department first, don't you think?
Mr. Macy,
Macy's Santa Claus sending customers to Gimbel's. Preposterous.
What?
Yet...
Preposterous, but it was a genius move.
Turned out to be a great move.
It's like New Coke.
Yeah. Well, a lot better than New Coke, actually. The guy who played Mr. Macy there, 1884 for Harry Antrim. What about Man Ray? Was that like his birth name? They named him Man Ray. Pioneer in the Surrealist movement. We've all heard of Man Ray, 1890.
No.
Former president of the day is Lyndon B. Johnson, born in this day, 1908. You remember Martha Ray, I would assume.
Folks, I've used Paulidin for years, but now there's something that cleans my dentures even better. It's fantastic. New Extra Strength Paulidin. Watch it work on this tough lab stain. New Extra Strength Paulidin has 50% more of a special stain remover.
Just because of Martha Ray, I purchased Paulidin. I didn't even have dentures. She was that good of a saleswoman.
She was that good of a
pitchwoman. Yeah,
exactly, yeah. Her mouth was, she could have fit a hubcap in there. She was just a big smile.
She had three pairs of dentures in there.
Right. I remember from McMillan and Wife, of course, Martha Ray was born on this day, 1916. Joan Kroc, we found out that Ray Kroc in the Foods That Made America wasn't that good of a guy. I don't know about his wife, Joan.
Hey, he did what he had to do.
Right.
I mean, he went out and got the job done. We wouldn't have McDonald's. We wouldn't have the Big Mac without him.
That is true. Joan Kroc, born on this day, 1928, and Grammy Award-winning musician Daryl Dragon.
Do that to me one more. Sing along if you know it.
Once it never ends. Everybody knows this.
We just lost him,
right?
It wasn't that long last year or so, I think. Daryl Dragon, one half of the Captain and Tennille.
He was the captain of Captain and Tennille. He really wore that little hat.
And this is where he went to cap to Tony Tennille. Look at me. Look at me. I'm the captain now.
He did.
He did that one time. Tony. He didn't like it.
He had a bunch of henchmen with him, too. Daryl Dragon was born on this day, 1942. One half of the piano playing half of Captain and Tennille. They're all gone
but not forgotten. All right, thank you. That's the Almanac here for today. Really appreciate your time, everybody. We do it live here at the fair each and every day, and of course you can relive them at mybobcountry.com. Neil, would you like to start a big, fat, bacon-sized stretch of uninterrupted music here on Bob with Tracy Byrd, Lifestyles of the Not-So-Rich and Famous, Ronnie Millsap, There's a Stranger in My House, or Reba McEntire with Walk On?
Anybody?
3 seconds.
Anybody?
And he needs help.
Ronnie Millsap.
Phone a friend for the start of the Bobathon. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, here we go, Ronnie. At the fair, Bob.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBGY Faribault.